Cover Letter to Ministers 2016, July 4, 2016. Dear Brethren, I have attached two letters that I would like you to read, which I wrote to Brother Ed Wilson 2 years apart, the first in September 2013 and the second in September 2015, in which I asked Brother Ed about our stand that the scriptures that teach divine healing constitute a prohibition against medical aid. Brother Ed had told me some 20 years ago that early writings of Evening Light Reformers taught differently than we hold today regarding a prohibition against medical aid, so in my letter I asked Brother Ed to expound on that statement. I met with Brother Ed in September 2015 in Neosho, shortly after sending the second letter. At our meeting, Brother Ed expounded on the teachings of some of the early ministers of this Reformation, in particular E.E. Byram, whose writings make it clear that they did not believe there was a scriptural prohibition against medical aid. Now, that sounds really contradictory right there, but the fact is that E.E. Byram, before he took the helm of the newspaper, he himself had written things that I'll quote later on that couldn't have been written by someone who really believed that there was a scriptural mandate to choose death rather than medical aid. So That's why this sounds contradictory. There's two phases to E.E. Byram's writing. Three, actually, because eventually he reverts all the way back to D.S. Warner's teachings. We also went over Brother Austis Wilson's Q&A article, which is attached, which was published in Faith and Victory in the early 1980s. Brother Ed told me he could not defend some of Brother Austis's statements in the article. I asked Brother Ed whether he agreed with the conclusions I have made, in particular, the points regarding the scriptures that establish boundaries for acceptable acts of worship and devotion to God, and Brother Ed affirmed that he was in agreement. At the conclusion of that meeting, I asked Brother Ed for permission to send these letters to other ministers and to quote him as I have done above. He granted permission to both requests. That meeting occurred 9 months ago. I have not heard anything from Brother Ed with any revisions to anything he said in our meeting, so I'm now asking you to read the letters and the attached Q&A article to let me know whether you also agree with the observations and conclusions in them, or whether you have answers or objections from Scripture. That's the end of that letter. And I'll get some questions from different ones, such as, do I believe Jesus healed when he was here, or what kind of outcome am I looking for? And that is exactly what I wrote here to them. Was I'm asking you to read the letters and the attached Q&A article to let me know whether you also agree, meaning you agree with Brother Ed Wilson and myself, with these observations and conclusions, or whether you have answers or objections from Scripture. In other words, you find error in something. I have not received one scintilla of anything or response other than what we have from Angela Gillenbeck, which we'll handle. I told you two brothers immediately let me know that they were in complete agreement. One of them I did mention to him as time went by, a lot of time, that I haven't heard any, there's no answer from anybody out there. And he says the reason nobody's answering is there is no answer to this. That's what he said. They don't have an answer because there isn't one. So next we will move on to the first letter to Ed Wilson.